So this isn't the sermon portion of today, but last week I was a little bit inspired by that other American that you guys had on the TV, just with the idea that you know God works in our midst wherever we are, and that we can express that in that community, and that's a natural, that's a good thing. So, like, all right, well, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're in Australia, so what do you do with that? What do you do with Jesus in Australia? And I was like, well, Jesus is in Australia. What if Jesus is Australian? In fact, what if Jesus is an Aussie? You know, what do you do with that? And so I'm like, well, Jesus was an Aussie, and then that's where the rest of this came from. So without further ado, Jesus was an Aussie. He loved his mates and had compassion for others. Jesus was an Aussie. He was accused of being a drunken glutton. Jesus was an Aussie. He spent a lot of time on a boat and at the beach. Jesus was an Aussie. He didn't get along with the elites and cultured people, yet never turned down an invitation to spend time with them. Jesus was Aussie. He refused to change his morals to suit the times. Jesus was Aussie. The government hated him, which people say doesn't really have anything to do with being Australian, but Jesus was an Aussie. He disliked it, but he paid his taxes. Jesus was Aussie. They killed him, and 3 days later, he brushed it off and went out again. Jesus was Aussie. This Australia Day, I hope you're reminded how Aussie Jesus was. How loving, hard-nosed, troublesome, kind, joyful, and fair dinkum he lived. He still lives. He lives in you, and he lives in me, and he is alive in Australia too. So may we celebrate this holiday in his truth, resurrection, life eternal, and Aussiness. And I wish I could stop that story there, but it goes on. So I wrote that and I shared it to Facebook, and unfortunately I have friends that like to ask me to do crazy things. And one of them said, "Oh, that was really good. You should share it with the Australian Bible Society." I was like, "You've got to be kidding me." Okay, sure. Send it off to the Australian Bible Society. Like, "Oh man, that's hilarious. We're not sharing it on Facebook." But they text some other guy by the name of Kel Richards, who wrote something called the Aussie Bible. At least a piece of it anyway. And it's apparently an Australian interpretation of the gospel. So I dare you to find that book and to read it. But that guy's still a radio announcer, and I was like, well, if it dared me to share it with the Australian Bible Society, I might as well share it with him. I haven't heard anything back from him. And then I was like, well, if I'm sharing it with some guy who's on the radio in Sydney, someone said, well, why don't you share it with someone who's on the radio locally? So I sent it to Rima FM. Yay. And they read it yesterday on the radio. Oh. Yeah. And then I took one more crazy leap as I was walking down the street to take my child to daycare, and I saw that the local sports club had an open mic.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went to the sports club and shared Jesus was an Aussie there. And I don't say that because I have any particular amount of courage, but just because one of my people pushed me in apparently the right direction. And two, that, man, talking about Jesus is often easier than we make it out to be. Jesus was Aussie. Like, there are things about Jesus that sit really well and naturally with us, and we can talk to people about that without it, you know, being something that's super complicated. So the next time someone starts talking about Jesus, you're like, hey, mate, did you know that Jesus was Aussie? Over to you.
Yeah, I hope that encourages you maybe to speak to someone about Jesus being an Aussie. Yeah. So.